This is a club for lovers of Sophia, cartographers of the noosphere, anthropologists of memeplexes, addicts of insight porn, and rebels full of viewquakes. We are not idealists or realists, theists or atheists, modernists or postmodernists, liberals or conservatives, progressivists or reactionaries. We may be a mix of all of these things, but first and foremost, we are intellectual explorers. In today's episode, we will be exploring the noosphere. I'm not completely sure who coined the term, but it seems to be associated with three men: Vladimir Vernadsky, Edouard Louis, and Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm going to focus mostly on Teilhard de Chardin, as he seems to be the man commonly associated with the idea. Deschardin was a Jesuit priest who was trained as a paleontologist and a geologist. What made him unique is that he was fascinated by evolution and tried to reconcile his knowledge of the evolutionary process with his religious commitments. And this marriage led to some pretty jazzy thinking. The noosphere has a lexical analogy to the geosphere and the biosphere. And according to Deschardin, there was an evolutionary progression between the spheres. We'll start with the geosphere, which is the collective name for all the other spheres that make up our planet. The atmosphere, air; the hydrosphere, water; the cryosphere, water in its solid form; and the lithosphere, the crust and the hard outer layer of the planet. I do not think this is a universally accepted definition of the geosphere, but for Deschardin, the geosphere is inorganic matter. There is no life yet on the geosphere, it's pre-life. So, as the story goes, on the geosphere, about 3.8 billion years ago, life started to form with single-celled organisms known as prokaryotes. And these prokaryotes eventually led to the diverse species on our planet, including us, Homo sapiens. The idea is the geosphere gave birth to the biosphere, which is the ecological space where life can live on our planet. Now, this is where things get jazzy. Just like how the geosphere gave birth to the biosphere gives birth to the noosphere. What is the noosphere? It is the sphere of thought. You can view this as the collective consciousness of humanity. It's one giant global mind. Deschardin believed that consciousness is going to be shared on a globalized scale, and he started thinking about this way back in 1922, way before the internet, which you can say is our current global mind. And this association between the internet and the noosphere is a common one when people write or speak about the noosphere. To run with this metaphor, you can consider the networking hardware of the internet, the routers, networking cables, wireless access points, computers, iPhones, as the global brain, and the information and memes that flow through the internet as the mind. As you can imagine, as a Jesuit priest, Deschardin got some serious pushback from the Catholic Church during his time because his views were deemed to be offensive to church doctrine. But more recently, for whatever reason, the church seems to have warmed up to his views. For example, the Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is a fan. And in his spirit of the liturgy, he had this to say about Desjardins and the Noosphere. And I quote, "Against the background of the modern evolutionary worldview, Teilhard Desjardins depicted the cosmos as a process of ascent, a series of unions. From very simple beginnings, the path leads to ever greater and more complex unities, in which multiplicity is not abolished, but merged into a growing synthesis leading to the noosphere, in which spirit and its understanding embrace the whole and are blended into a kind of living organism." Now, this is where things get really jazzy. According to Desjardins, this noosphere, this global mind, is going to evolve into even greater levels of consciousness, which he calls the Omega Point, or the Cosmic Christ. Integral theorists such as Ken Wilber call this the theosphere. In terms of physical cosmology, the ultimate fate of the universe will be a divine unification, according to Desjardins. The creator and his creation are unified. If this is true, we are on the evolutionary path of becoming one with God. This may map over nicely to Ray Kurzweil's technological singularity, which is the idea that if an artificial superintelligence emerges, it will lead to a runaway technological growth with unpredictable consequences that will affect humanity so greatly we will have to rethink what it even means to be human. So the question arises, if this Kurzweilian technological singularity occurs, will a Teilhardian spiritual singularity occur along with it? It's no surprise that these wild evolutionary speculations of Desjardins won him very few friends in modern scientific circles. Here's a quote from neurobiologist Stephen Rose. "Teilhard is revered as a mystic or genius by some, but amongst most biologists is seen as little more than a charlatan." And everyone's favorite new atheist, Richard Dawkins, didn't hold any punches when he said, "Teilhard's book, The Phenomenon of Man, is the quintessence of bad poetic science." Ouch. For myself, I think you can be atheistic or agnostic about Desjardins' teleological and vitalistic claims and still find the concept of the noosphere useful. I think having this notion that there is this collective consciousness, a global mind, that evolved from the other two spherical epochs, the geosphere and the biosphere, has in the very least metaphoric utility. Now, there's a safer term to refer to this non-teleological space of collective thinking, and that is the ideosphere, coined by Aaron Lynch and Douglas Hofstadter. But, you know, why use a safe term when you can use a dangerous one? So in the spirit of dangerous thinking, I'm going to continue using the noosphere during my intellectual explorations. And I'm going to use it to refer to our collective consciousness. And I'll be a performative agnostic about the teleological implications of the term. But please forgive me in advance if I have any flirtatious slip-ups in that regard. Okay. Until next time, keep exploring.